Friends, this is the last chapter of your syllabus, Investment Portfolio Management. In this chapter, we have tried to accumulate whatever we have learned so far in our remaining 12 chapters. In addition to that, there are certain tips and guidelines in respect of what is to be done by the portfolio manager. What are the type of assets that it can be created? How the portfolio is to be managed by the portfolio manager? How the advices are to be obtained by the portfolio management company? It is not that individual will be only investing in the under the investment management, but he may depend upon the advice provided by any investment management company. So what is to be looked into, what is to be disclosed, what is not to be, that all the overview is taken in this chapter so as to conclude positively to understand the investment management subject. Full screen. So that we can hear, we have structured this chapter for understanding and a discuss about the investment portfolio management techniques, skills for the decision making, as well as the factors which affects the investment management portfolio, considering number one, the investment portfolio, number two, types of investment portfolio, number three, factors influencing the investment portfolio management, ways of investment in the portfolio management, process of investment portfolio management, types of investment, and the objective of investment management portfolio. So with this, we will start our discussion so as to understand first with the investment opportunities. So investment portfolio management specifically refers to the investment opportunities, then selection and the formation of the most suitable investment which can fulfill your objective, then in between revision, and finally the evaluation of the investment portfolio from time to time and implement the required changes if at all, if you want. If any particular investment is not generating the desired result, then you can very well switch over to another mode or another type of investment. That is the reason why revision and evaluation are the most important part of the investment management company. This basket of the entire investment which you have made, all types of assets, all type of asset classes, typically this includes the stocks, bonds, cash, real estate, more investor, and this is done by one person or one entity in different pockets they are investing and creating the securities. So the way it is reflects in their tolerance and the financial goal, it refers. There are many different types of investment portfolios. Some exist on the portfolio on their own through the brokerage or financial advisory firm. For more hands-on help, many times it is advised to consider working with the financial advisor also. If you not making up your mind to where to invest and all, therefore the portfolio financial advisor, he will help you to create a financial plan for your investment for the entire year or a defined period. Companies or individuals, generally individual investors tend to hire those who have the good wealth. They will hire the investment portfolio manager to look after their investment. this investment portfolio is nothing but it is a collection of the assets that you have built over the year and buy or deposit money into generate the income as a capital appreciation. These assets includes, as I said, the cash on deposit as money market account, certificates of deposit, real estate investment, and that anything you can purchase with the brokerage account, stock, exchange traded funds, mutual funds, bonds, crypto, or whatever it may be, right? So these are your assets, and the investment portfolio may involve one or several type of accounts. But as you add the other goals, like saving for home down payment for the college, and you are likely to add more investment accounts to your portfolio. But at all the time, it is important to consider how each type of investment account works separately and in conjunction with each other. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, always I am saying. Because without realizing it, you might wind up investing in same assets in multiple accounts. Therefore, you are about to discover not all investment align with your goals or investors. Therefore, you have to understand first the components of the portfolio. The assets that are included in the portfolio are called as asset classes. And the investor, or he may be the financial advisor to the investor, need to make sure that there is a good mix of assets in order to balance is maintained with the help to foster the capital growth with limited and controlled risk. A portfolio may contain the stock. Let us see stock first. Stocks are the most common component of the investment portfolio. This refers to the portion of the shares of the company. It means that owner of the stock is a part owner of the company, and the size of the ownership stake depends on the number of shares he owns. The stocks are the source of income because as the company makes the profit, its shares portion of the profit through dividend to its stakeholders. Also, as the shares are bought, they can also be sold at a higher price depending upon the performance of the company. Another asset is a bond. When an investor buys the bond, he is giving a loan to the bond issuer company, such as government, a company, or an agency. Compared to the stock, bonds don't pose any of much risk, but it offers the lower potential rewards. Alternate investment is a third type of assets. This alternate investment can also be included in the investment portfolio. They may be assets whose value can grow and multiply, such as gold, silver, oil, or real estate. Alternate investments are commonly less widely traded than the traditional investments such as stocks and bonds. This is not traded, alternate investment in the gold or maybe any other platinum, rhodium, then silver, oil, real estate. You cannot trade in frequently, okay, like stocks and bonds. Now, types of investment portfolio. There are different ways of classifying your investment types and investment management portfolio. based on the type of risk, type of investment, we can classify your investment portfolio. So type of investment portfolio consists of three. One is aggressive portfolio, second one is a defensive portfolio, and third one is a hybrid portfolio. Now, aggressive portfolio, what happens in this? An aggressive portfolio, there is a high risk investment like commodities, futures, options, other securities expected high return in the short run. Okay, this is aggressive portfolio. And in defensive portfolio, what includes? Defensive portfolio comprises stocks with low risk and stable earning. For example, investment in the high quality or blue chip stocks. Returns are definite. Only thing is that little bit less. And hybrid portfolio, this is most balanced and commonly used portfolio by portfolio managers. Right combination of the different kind of assets, which is seen where some are high risk, high return profile, and others are low risk, low return ones. That is the mix. That is why it is called as a hybrid portfolio. Now, classification and the strategy are the two different things. So, investment portfolio based on the strategies for the investment, which strategy you are applying. Based on that strategy, the investment portfolio are bifurcated. Number one is a growth portfolio. As the name indicates, growth portfolio aims to promote the growth by taking greater risk, including investing in growing industries. Portfolio which is focused on the growth investment, typically it offers both higher potential rewards and concurrent higher potential risk. This investment or investing into the growth portfolio often involves the investment in younger companies that have more potential for the growth as compared to the larger and well-established firms. Another classification is income portfolio. Based on the growth, this is income portfolio. Now, generally, income portfolio is focused on securing the regular income from the investment as opposed to the focusing on the potential capital gain. Buying a stock based on the stock dividend rather than on history of the share price appreciation is considered to be an income portfolio that can be included. And the value portfolio, this value portfolio, what investor does, investor takes advantage of buying cheap assets by valuation. And these are useful during the difficult economic times. When any business and investment struggles to survive or for the stay or for afloat, the investor then search for the companies with the profit potential but that are currently priced below what analysis deems to be fair market value to be. In short, the value investing is a focusing on finding the bargains in the market. After classification and investment strategy, there are certain factors which influences the investment portfolio. Therefore, this needs to be planned, taking into consideration the various other factors, and the significant one is a time span. Time span is nothing but it is a type of investment in selected by the period for which the investor is willing to invest certain sum of money. Investment in the stock and the equity must be for long term for yielding the high returns. Another factor is the age of investor. The age of investor decides the type of investment, risk taking ability and the returns yield. Young investor, you can see he may be able to take high risk as well as pool funds in a long-term investment to earn the higher return and the vice versa. Another factor is a risk tolerance level. What is that risk tolerance level? Person who is willing to take a risk on its investment influences the investment portfolio. Investors belonging to the low income group or older may be ready to invest in high risk assets. In addition to whatever discussed we so far, some of the relevant factors that affect the investment decision that we will see now. One is the management outlook factors. One is a management outlook. If management is a progressive in nature, it can aggressively market its product and growth outlook. This will encourage the innovation and the favor capital proposal, which ensures that greater productivity or quality for the investment. In some industries where the product is being manufactured is a simple and standard one, innovation is difficult and the management would be extremely cost conscious depending upon the type of manufactured the goods. In contrast, the industry such as a chemical and the electronics, a firm cannot survive if it follows the policy make to do with an existing equipment. The management has to be progressive and innovation must be encouraged in such cases. Another factor which influences the investment is a competitor's strategy. Your competitors, business competitors. Okay, this competitor's strategy is a very significant influence. It has very significant influence on the investment decision of the company. If the competitors continue to install more components, more equipments, and succeed in turning out the better product, the existence of that company is not following the suit. That would be seriously threatened. This reaction to rivals policy regarding the capital investment often forces the decision on company. Another one is opportunities that is created by the technological changes. Opportunities which are created due to technological changes. Technological changes create new equipment which may represent major change in the process so that there emerges need for evaluation and re-evaluation of existing capital equipment in the company. Some changes may justify new investments, but sometimes the old equipment which has to be replaced by the new equipment, as a result of which the technical innovation may be downgraded to some other applications. Therefore, the proper evolution is necessary and it should be given the due consideration. In this connection, we may note that the cost of the new equipment is a major factor in investment decision. Management should think in terms of the incremental cost and not the full accounting cost of the new equipment, because the cost of the new equipment is partly offset by the salvage of the value of the replaced equipment. Another factor is a market forecast. Market forecast. Short and long run market forecasts are the influencing factors in a capital investment decision. To participate in long run forecast, for market potential critical decisions on the capital investment have to be taken. Fifth one is a fiscal incentives. This is also a factor impacting or affecting the investment portfolio. Tax concessions, either on the new investment income or investment allowances allowed on the new investment decision, the method of allowing the depreciation deduction allowance also influences the new investment decision. The most important is the cash flow budget. This factor specifically take into consideration the budget which shows the flow of the funds in and out of the company. Okay? And the decision is taken by two ways. Now, the first way is that the analysis of this budget may indicate that company may acquire necessary cash to purchase the equipment not immediately but after say 1 year. And it may show that the purchase of the capital assets now may generate the demand for major capital additions after 2 years. As such, the expenditure might clash with anticipated other expenditure which cannot be postponed. Then and then only decision has to be taken. The second way of analysis is cash flow budget shows the timing of cash flow for alternative investment and which will be helping the management in selecting the desired investment project. These are the two ways of cash and budget analysis. Next one is non-economic factors. Non-economic factors. New equipment may make a workshop pleasant place and permits more socializing the job. Effect would be reduced absenteeism and increased productivity. It may be difficult to evaluate the benefit in monetary terms, and as such, we call this as non-economic factors. Let us take one more example. Suppose the installation of new machine ensures the greater safety in operations. It is difficult to measure the resulting monetary saving through avoidance of unknown number of injuries. Even then, these factors give a tangible results and do influence the investment decision. Here, we will have the ways of investment portfolio management. What are the different ways that investment management can look into? Investment is not a hit and trial method. It is all about going for properly planned strategy. And to create an useful portfolio, we must first understand the investment portfolio management. The strategy here is, one is a diversification of investment, then asset allocation, and third one is rebalancing. Okay, these are some of the ways of building the portfolio: diversification, asset allocation, and rebuilding. Okay, let us see one by one. Diversification. What happens in the diversification? Some investments gives unpredictable returns, and the risk involved in this kind of investment is quite high. But when diversified portfolio is prepared by combining such investment with the secured ones, the risk becomes moderate and the returns are reasonably fair, that you can measure it also. That is diversification. Asset allocation is a combination of volatile and non-volatile assets in which an investor is willing to invest. Portfolio manager must create a balanced portfolio to seek high returns and minimize the risk of investor. Minimize risk for investor. Third method is rebalancing. Rebalancing, portfolio manager needs to evaluate the client's portfolio from time to time and revise the ratio of investment in different assets, volatile and stable assets, to avail the high value. Therefore, rebalancing lets or allows the investor make use of future opportunities and bringing flexibility.